happening today, hosted by the Heroes Helping Heroes Foundation. Now in its 10th year, the stand-down will be held from 10 until 2 at the Salvation Army's Community Center. It'll feature more than 30 human service agencies providing resources and information for veterans. It's open only to people who have served in the armed forces and is sponsored in part by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Again, that's happening from 10 until 2. You need info, get a hold of Lucy Brownlee at 201-3625. Meanwhile, the annual Empty Chili Bowl fundraiser at Millikan University is happening this evening. Millikan Arts students will be selling ceramic chili bowls for $10 each from 5 until 7. All sales benefit the Good Samaritan Inn. That's happening in the Bob and Debbie Johnston Banquet Room on the third floor of the University Commons. If you need more info on that, call Jennifer Holt at 420-6639. More news after Fox at 7 a.m.
They're getting ready to count votes by hand across Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Republican folks are concerned that their seats are further away and they can't see.
Yeah, they can see. I already tested them.
Well, that's in the Broward County Elections Office this morning, getting ready to go over about 58,000 ballots in question. 54,000 more will be examined than 64 other counties and an undisclosed number in two more.
In those key races that were decided by less than a quarter of a percent. That includes the U.S. Senate race between Republican Governor Rick Scott, who is leading incumbent Senator Bill Nelson by 13,000 votes. However, in the governor's race between Republican Ron DeSantis and Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, it is over. The recount revealing DeSantis still leads pretty much as he did from the original count.
That's Fox's Phil Keating. It's up to 63 people dead in that Northern California wildfire that's burned down 9,500 homes. The number of people unaccounted for spiked up to 631.
Officials are hoping people will check the missing persons list and mark themselves safe so they can get a more accurate count of who really is missing. The sheriff says many people who've been displaced may not know other people are looking for them.
Fox's Claudia Cohn in Paradise. Three others died in a wildfire in Southern California. President Trump will meet with victims tomorrow. Amid the attempt to get North Korea to denuclearize, it's tested a new weapon, but that's not the only news out of that country. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, North Korea sending conflicting signals, first announcing that it has successfully tested what it calls a newly developed high-tech tactical weapon and offering no specifics. But within hours of that announcement, there was also news about an American prisoner. North Korea saying it's decided to release a man who it detained a month ago for entering the country illegally. The North Korean government saying the man told investigators that he'd been manipulated by the CIA. Dave.
This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
WSOY News Time is 7:03. Despite a gain of more than 10,000 jobs in October, Illinois saw its unemployment rate inch slightly higher as the labor force increased by 0.2%. According to preliminary data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released yesterday by the Illinois Department of Employment Security, the unemployment figure moved up 0.1% to 4.2% in October. September job gains were revised downward from the preliminary report from 2,800 to 1,700. Non-farm payrolls saw an increase of 10,300 jobs as the average monthly job growth for August to October period stood at 3,000. The three industry sectors with the largest over-the-month employment gains in October were trade, transportation, and utilities by 5,300, information services by 2,000, and manufacturing with 1,300. Professional and business services saw the largest payroll decline at 2,000. In sports, Seahawks over the Packers 27-24 in Thursday night football. In Major League Baseball, Mookie Betts, the runaway winner of the American League MVP award, while Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich is the National League MVP. And it's a busy weekend of football, and we begin things tomorrow morning starting at 11:30 a.m. on WSOY with the Road to the State Championship tailgate show presented by Hickory Point Bank. And then we'll have the pregame with Dominique Spitt coming your way at 12:30, kickoff with Brett Serfowski and Seth Greenwell coming your way at 1 o'clock from Bame Davis and Munfield as St. T hosts Maroa Foresight. On our sister station, you can catch our Jenna Oriana, still undefeated. They're hosting Camp Point Central and will be playing for a chance to go to state. Pregame with Eric and T-Mac at 12:30, kickoff at 1 o'clock. More news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally. News is brought to you by Evergreen Seed.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Here is Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
A partly sunny day on the way for today with a high of 38 degrees. Some fog tonight, otherwise cloudy skies, 29 the overnight low. Cloudy tomorrow, could see a slight chance of a shower later in the afternoon with a high of 39, and then a chance for snow showers early in the day on Sunday. Cloudy skies to start, and then sunny in the afternoon with a high of 36. Still holding steady at 30 in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday, November 16th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll have a Brinkotter home highlight. And vegan Thanksgiving? Letter to the editor. Interesting one today. It all starts now.
Byers & Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Much better day today than it was yesterday as far as getting out there and getting on the roads. Kudos and congratulations to all the road crews and snow plows and salt trucks and everybody who spent the last, basically, 24, 36 hours making sure that the roads were passable. It's way too early in the year to be doing this. Way too early.
Yeah, I have family in Cincinnati and northern Kentucky area. We were talking about they had ice yesterday. I would have rather had the snow as much as we got, but the ice I could have definitely lived without.
Okay, you know, I get that, and I feel bad for your family there, but that argument can be used for anything. You could always find somebody, well, we're not in the middle of the California wildfires. Okay, well, all right, that's true, but that doesn't mean I don't want snow in early November.
No, that's true. No. Don't get me wrong. I would rather
but we
not,
tend to do that.
I would rather
well,
not
you
have
know,
this.
Back here they're looking at whatever.
I was just glad the roads were fairly clear this morning.
Fairly clear? I thought they were. I had clear roads all the way in.
Yeah, I still got some in my side roads, but that's just me.
Well, it's because you live, back in the
South Shore.
Yeah, well, but that's South Shores is like the crowded area of all kinds of tiny little streets. I mean, they're not going to get to that. It takes a while.
Yeah, we're in good shape.
Choose vegetarianism. Have you ever heard it called that?
No.
Is that a word?
Maybe.
Who writes the headlines for the letters to the editor? It's been a long time since I've even read the letters to the editor. Is the letters to the editor still a deal?
Apparently. They still get them.
Outside of the, what's the couple that write one every 30 days? The Minix.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Which kind of slays me now that there's all this social media. Like, you can have your own rules. You write a letter every day.
Mm-hmm.
They still, though, write a letter every
30 days.
Okay, so this is from a Craig Horton here in Decatur. And Craig, I'm going to tell you this up front. I'm just having good fun with this.
Okay.
I just think Craig speaks for such a tiny fraction of people. While President Trump is pardoning two turkeys for Thanksgiving, every one of us can exercise that same presidential power by choosing a nonviolent Thanksgiving observance. And here are some other good reasons. You can brag about pardoning a turkey. You will stay awake. They're bullet points, by the way. You will stay awake for your entire favorite football game. Your sensible vegetarian kid won't have to boycott the family dinner. Plant-based holiday roasts don't have to carry government warning labels. You won't have to call a poultry hotline to keep your family out of the hospital. Your body will appreciate a holiday from the fat, cholesterol, and hormones. You won't sweat the environmental and food resources devastation guilt trip. You won't spend a sleepless night wondering how the turkey lived and died. Seriously, this Thanksgiving, let's give thanks for our good fortune, health, and happiness with a life-affirming, cruelty-free feast of plant-based holiday roast, vegetables, fruits, and grains. Our own dinner will feature a store-bought plant-based holiday roast, mashed potatoes, stuffed squash, candied yams, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie. An internet search on vegetarian Thanksgiving is getting us more recipes than we could possibly use.
Hmm.
Okay, I got a couple of questions here.
Okay.
First of all, Craig, knock yourself out. I am all about choice in life.
More power to you,
Craig. I have no business judging you for your choice, just as you have no judgment or business judging my choice. And why are vegetarians, why do they draw the line at cruelty to animals and not plants? I mean, something has to die for your plant-based holiday roast to come to your house, right?
Right.
I mean, a living thing has to perish for you to have your plant-based. I don't even know what a plant-based roast is, by the way. Do you?
Just going by the name of it, I would imagine something. It's a conglomeration of different types of plants. Soy, corn.
Okay, wait.
I'm guessing. Okay, I'm just guessing.
Well, then don't guess. But that's what I love is that you've got like two computers sitting in front of you, a phone and an iPad, and you're just guessing. An oil-free rainbow roasted vegetables roast. How to roast vegetables. The ultimate guide to roasting vegetables. Easy roasted vegetables. I'm not getting a roast. I'm getting roasted vegetables. So I'm not sure what a plant-based roast is. Oh, that's why, because Google checked me. Put roasted in. Plant-based roast is what I'm looking for. Have you noticed that they started doing that in Google search? Like you'll type something in and they'll just finish it for you, like even though you didn't have that? Like, here's a vegan portobello pot roast. Now, I love portobello mushrooms, right?
Yes.
But am I wrong in saying that mushrooms are alive until you decapitate them?
Okay. I love for the fact that I put in, what is a plant-based roast? And it gives me a pot roast recipe right on top.
Sometimes the internet has a sense of humor.
I love it. That's great.
Now, I like portobello mushrooms.
I do, too.
They're very good. And this looks like an ultimate one-pot family meal. Rich and hearty vegan portobello pot roast with red wine, herbs, and vegetables. Looks good. But you know what else is good? Turkey. Get that sweet, succulent turkey meat.
I have never lost...
Was that noise? Did you just make that noise?
Yeah,
okay.
Shut up.
What was that?
Nothing. I've never lost sleep over my Thanksgiving turkey.
That tryptophan thing is the most overrated thing in the most...
No. In reference to his letter to the
editor. No, but I'm saying that turkey sends you to sleep right. Thing. Nobody does. You get a turkey sandwich at Subway, no one's taking a nap at
right.
Work.
No, exactly. But I'm also not losing sleep at night thinking about the death of the turkey.
Or the life of the turkey.
Or the life of the turkey. That
how good a life does a turkey have?
I'm trying to figure out how violent it is for me to go into a store and buy a turkey. Mm-hmm. It can only get violent if we start throwing elbows over somebody that wants to have this turkey and they, you know, trying to take it out of my cart.
Yeah.
That's about the only violence that I'm going to encounter at the grocery store.
Do you have a vegetarian kid?
No.
There's a suggestion here that, like, kids have figured this out, and they're, like, the smart ones in the family.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, I didn't think so. I'm just...
I have a hell of a time getting my kids to even eat vegetables.
According to Craig, you know, your sensible vegetarian kid won't have to boycott the family dinner. You know what? Be hungry.
More power to you.
Life's hard.
I'm sorry.
So, animal-based versus plant-based. I get people that want to be vegetarians for health reasons, or this is the diet they choose. But the ones who do it out of guilt, that I don't understand. Do you not own anything leather? Do you not? I mean, where is it that you draw this line? And then do plants not have to be sacrificed for your consumption?
Mm-hmm.
Portobello mushrooms grow. They're living things. Until it's time to... put them in a pan, just like that turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Why is a turkey more valuable than a portobello mushroom, Craig, in the greater scheme of things? I can't imagine. This must be a horrible way to go through life.
It's a little... It seems
if you're
to me,
up at night worrying about the life and death of a turkey at Thanksgiving,
yeah,
I feel bad for you. I mean, that's. I mean, clearly, I don't know how you get through a day with all the tragedy that exists in this world.
That's a lot of angst.
Over a turkey.
Over a turkey. Yeah, I can't imagine it.
You won't sweat the environment and food resources devastation guilt trip. I don't even know what that means.
Well, you're still killing the plants, so you're eliminating plant growth from the earth, which is affecting the environment. So,
yeah.
I mean...
Plant-based holiday roasts don't have to carry a government warning label. Check me if I'm wrong, Craig, but a few years ago, some people died from eating onions at Chi-Chi's. So there is danger.
You always hear, I mean, we had a big lettuce scare earlier this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like your plant-based diet is free from any risk.
No.
Well, Craig, I really wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoy your mashed potatoes. And please don't spend a sleepless night worrying how that potato died and ended on your table or the squash or whatever plant you're using for your plant-based holiday roast or those candy yams or even that cranberry sauce.
I hope they have a
or the pumpkin pie.
You got to have the pumpkin pie.
All of that sounds wonderful, but what it's missing is a big, fat, juicy, dead turkey right in the middle of it.
I don't even know where to go from there.
I'm not. I'm just saying I'm not going to feel bad for being guilt-free on eating a turkey. I had a chicken sandwich yesterday. I mean, I didn't feel – I mean, what?
Didn't
why
feel
Thanksgiving?
Bad for the chicken,
why the line? Why draw the line there? And can you imagine going through life swimming against the – I mean, this would be like every day of your life. Swimming against the undertow. I mean, literally. Like, I mean, because every decision you make – you know, I'm trying to look. Yes, my boots are made of suede leather today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to wake up at night, I mean, I feel bad. You know, I draw my line at human beings. Craig draws his line at turkeys. Some on the left of Craig might draw their line at the portobello mushroom. I don't know. But I think if you're using resources of any kind, you're using resources. Whether they're plant-based or animal-based or whatever it may be. But I can't imagine the vast majority of people are going to have a sleepless night worrying about the life and the death of the turkey that they're about to consume or have just consumed.
Caller checking in, reminding us, of course, about the Easter ham.
Yes. By the way,
speaking
Craig,
of ham,
you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we start our big holiday sampler giveaway from Heinkel's, where it's nothing but dead meat.
A box of meaty goodness.
Yes. And you know what we're not giving away? A box of plant-based anything.
Uh-uh.
Because the demand would just not be there.
Right. However, the demand for the...
off the charts.
Yes. Yes. Oh, it's a box of meaty goodness. I can't say it enough.
It's the holiday
hero
sampler. Now, let me tell you, Craig, here's what this comes with. That's a box, a big box of guilt. There's more guilt to go around in this box.
Somebody probably put a sad face on it.
There's somewhere. A half Heinkel's ham. That's a 10 pounds of guilt, Craig. 3 pounds of premium Heinkel's bacon, pound of jalapeno and cheese wieners, pound of Polish sausage, pound of chili con carne, pound of andouille sausage, a pound of ring bologna, pound of bockwurst, and my personal favorite, pound of Braunschweiger.
You're thinking about it on a cracker already, aren't
I
you?
I am. I'm thinking about just guilt on a cracker.
I can see it on your face.
Guilt on a cracker. We're going to give away one of those every week for 4 weeks, okay? Just so you know. It is literally everything you need for a tasty holiday season. I like Braunschweiger on toast, any kind of dark toast. You can do it on a cracker. Mustard is very good with it. I don't know. There's something about all of those German sausages and meats with mustard.
With some spice.
Yeah.
You can do your traditional yellow. You can do a spicy brown.
Yes.
You could even do a horseradish.
Yes. Ooh, all of that starts Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The gift of guilt.
No, we're not going to guilt you.
We're
going to be proud to give you that.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's an $80 value, $80 box of guilt for just $60.
There's a deal.
Getting back on the other side of the break, TSA said record travel a holiday is going to be a problem. Don't they say this every year? And how do they really know?
Every year they say it.
And then the government's coming after e-cigs and menthol.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was very interesting. I didn't realize this debate was still raging about menthol. How about I smoke my cools?
Where's your Newports at?
Yeah, I've never understood the menthol thing. But why now, in 2018, is the government decided to come after menthol? We'll give you all the lowdown, and we'll hear from a real-life vapor. All of that coming up straight ahead. Plus, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports and our Brinkouter Home Highlight. Here's Jeff Daly with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies this afternoon, 38 your afternoon high. Some fog tonight, otherwise cloudy skies, 29 the overnight low. Cloudy tomorrow, 39 your high. There is a slight chance for some rain late in the afternoon. And then for Sunday, wake up with a chance for some snow showers, becoming sunny in the afternoon with a high of 36 degrees. 30 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur, your WSOY time, 7:21.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free NowDecatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Join Babbage Medical Spa on Thursday, November 29th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. for their biggest event of the year, the Holiday Open House. Register for their grand prize giveaway valued at $4,000. There will be several other prizes as well, totaling over $3,000. Hors d'oeuvres and refreshments will also be served. Again, that's Thursday, November 29th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at Babbage Medical Spa, 2880 North Monroe. For more information on products and services, visit them at Babbage Skin. 20 years ago, community leaders established the Decatur Public Schools Foundation. Those individuals recognized the important role private donors play in providing students with the opportunities that spark a love of learning. Our foundation is now one of the most active in the nation, underwriting hundreds of classroom projects, initiatives, and donor-designated programs. Together, supporters combine their contributions to enrich learning experiences that extend well beyond the classroom. Every gift to the foundation is an investment in young people, and the return on that investment is clear. The more support we give our students now, the better prepared they are to stick with school, find careers they love, and give back to their community. Consider a gift that grows over time. Contribute to the Winter Activities Fund or ask about planned giving through our endowment campaign. Gifts are tax deductible and 100% of each donation stays right here. Call the Decatur Public Schools Foundation at 362-3042 to learn more about inspiring a future full of promise.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning, and welcome to the November 16th edition of Byers & Company. We'll be live tomorrow morning starting at 11:30 from the kennel. Presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. You can check out part four of The Unbeaten. That video is up right now, spotlighting this week some of the great action from the games this past weekend, and also the coaches of all three schools, Argentina Orientum, Roa Forsyth, and St. Teresa. And that is up on NowDecatur.com or the NowDecatur Facebook page. Four of those videos released so far. Part four went up last night, and you can see all four of them. Just click on the Road to the State Championship banner on NowDecatur.com, and they're all there if you'd like to watch them in a row. We've had a great opportunity to visit with a lot of people over the past several weeks, and we'll be out with cameras tomorrow ready to get part five ready to go as we find out who is going to the state championship game, because one of the teams certainly will, whether it is St. Teresa or Moreau Forsyth. We'll see what happens with Argentina Orientum. Can't wish all of them any more luck than we already have. Just very excited about the whole thing. TSA is expecting record-setting crowds during Thanksgiving travel. What do they base this on?
Probably advanced ticket sales.
And is it one of those records where, like, if 30.6 million people traveled last year and 30.6 million and one people travel this year, it's a new record? I mean, is it a close thing?
I don't know if they get it that close, but...
Here's the weird thing. Besides volume, the number way, the one way to slow down a line with TSA, and by the way, we always love when these people show up and do this, because the rest of us are like, come on, don't you know the rules? It's the folks that don't know what the prohibited items are. Things that are not allowed into the cabin of an aircraft. And TSA Administrator David Pekoski said the obvious things like knives and guns are forbidden, but routinely turn up during screening. And because it's Thanksgiving, the number of passengers carrying food increases. We've had hams and turkeys and pies and cakes, said TSA Officer Sam Erger. Pretty much you can bring any food item you want onto a plane. We're going to screen it. Dry items like stuffing can go in to carry on, but put the liquids in check bags. And who takes a ham on a plane with them?
You know, I've seen the weirdest things going through checks on TSA. People like, I'm like, what is that? And why did you think you could bring it on a plane?
But no, you can. The thing with food is you can. It's just if you have gravy, you can't put it into your checked-in items. You got to, like, have it literally.
That breaking in your luggage.
Wow, bringing grandma's gravy from Cleveland, like, on a plane.
Yeah.
Can't you make gravy once you get there?
Yeah, just, you know what? Say, grandma, can I have the recipe? How about that?
Yeah. It just seems strange that people will be taking hams and turkeys and gravy onto airplanes. But, man, people are strange.
They are.
I will not travel during the holidays.
Ever?
No. I can't even imagine. I mean, you think about O'Hare and what it's like July 18th.
Yeah.
Think about Thanksgiving week or Christmas week and going to O'Hare.
When I lived on the West Coast and had to do this often, it was, I dreaded it. It was never fun. You know, and I was doing it with a baby, which was even really stinky.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I wouldn't be doing it. So, but make sure that you...
keep your knives at home.
Bring the turkey, just not the carving knife.
Well, maybe they felt guilty about leaving the turkey at home.
I don't have any idea. All right. Portobello mushroom, plant-based roast. I think what you need to quit doing if you're a vegetarian to the rest of us is calling something a roast.
You can call it anything else, but you can't call it a roast.
You can call it my big slab of vegetables or whatever, my plant-based
wannabe roast. I mean, but you can't call it a roast, right?
Right. To me, anyway, yeah.
You can say it's roasted vegetables.
Yes. Roasted vegetable roll.
I saw something in the store called a plant-based hamburger. I'm like, you can't call it a hamburger.
No, you can't. No. Although hamburger, you know, is a weird name anyway here. It's German, but because it says ham.
It's a beef burger.
Yeah, it's not a hamburger.
Right.
It's a beef burger.
Beef burger.
But then you'd have to change the name of the city. People wouldn't live in Hamburg. They'd live in Beefburg, which would be weird. So I get that. And if you're racked with guilt this Thanksgiving holiday over the death or life of that turkey, you probably don't want to be listening Monday when we give our Holiday Hero sampler pack away. Full of guilt. Big box of guilt and goodness. We'll take a break. Here's Jeff Daly.
WSOY News Time is 729. A hearing officer once again has recommended granting a license to Champaign-based Aero Ambulance LLC, with the Decatur City Council set to vote on the matter at Monday night's meeting. Stephen Mart initially submitted a favorable recommendation in August, but the council sent the issue to a second hearing in October following formal requests for additional testimony by HSHS St. Mary's Hospital and Teamsters Local 916. More than 20 witnesses testified over more than 2 hours during the second hearing. In his supplemental report, Mart concluded that adding another service provider will benefit the community. He also determined that Aero, a non-for-profit entity owned and operated by Carle Foundation Hospital, meets or will meet as a condition of its license all of the local requirements of the city code that was amended this year to accommodate a second ambulance service. Earlier this summer, St. Mary's acquired Decatur Ambulance Service, which has served the city since 1959. The council meets Monday night at 5:30 at the Decatur Civic Center. More news after Fox at 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a list of 631 people considered missing in the wildfire in Northern California asked to please check in if they're okay. The remains of 63 have been found in burned cars and homes. At least 9,500 homes are gone, including Virginia Lazama's in Paradise, California.
Considering I'm an old lady, I'm hoping to go back.
Besides human remains, crews are out looking for downed live power lines and gas leaks. Drivers were stranded for hours in the first big snowstorm of the season.
People from Missouri to Alabama and all the way up to New England hit with the blast, which impacted schools, roadways, especially during evening commutes.
The roads are really bad.
As soon as you hit an exit, it was just like there were just like tractor trailers stopped everywhere.
And flights, with hundreds canceled and thousands more delayed.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. This is Fox News.
WSOY News Time 7:31. A partnership between Archer Daniels Midland Company, General Mills, and Agrible that assists farmers with winter sustainability has been awarded the Collaboration of the Year Award by Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture. The Southern Plains Wheat Field Print Project helps farmers in Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma measure and improve natural resource management efficiency for winter wheat production. We're honored to receive this recognition for our work to help farmers enhance the efficiency and sustainability of their businesses, said ADM Chief Sustainability Officer Allison Taylor. Field to Market, a group of more than 140 members representing all facets of the U.S. agricultural supply chain, presents its Sustainability Leadership Awards annually to farmers and organizations for their efforts to advance continuous improvement in the agricultural sustainability field. In sports, Thursday night football, I should say, it was the Seahawks over the Packers 27-24. And a big weekend of high school football on the way. Things begin here on WSOY tomorrow morning starting at 11:30 a.m. with the Road to the State Championship tailgate show presented by Hickory Point Bank. Our regular pregame begins at 12:30 with a kickoff with Brett and Seth at 1 o'clock. You can catch that game on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at nowdecatur.com. Meanwhile, undefeated Argentina Orianna will be hosting Camp Point Central for their opportunity to go to state. Eric and T-Mac will have a 12:30 pregame and a 1 o'clock kickoff on our sister station, ESPN 1050 AM. Your next news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Saturday, undefeated Moroa Forsyth takes on undefeated St. Teresa. Our coverage begins with the Road to the State Championship tailgate show presented by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. The tailgate show starts at 11:30 with the kickoff to follow at 1. Plus, check out the unbeaten video series at nowdecatur.com. Moroa Forsyth, St. Teresa. Hear it on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season. And you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m. Plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today, highs near 38 degrees. Tonight, some patchy freezing fog, otherwise cloudy and lows around 30. For your Saturday, we do have a slight chance to have some rain in the afternoon, maybe mixing with some snow after 5 p.m. Cloudy skies, highs near 40. Sunday, a 30% chance we'll see some snow showers before noon, gradually becoming sunny, highs around 36 degrees. It is 33 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Tougher on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome each and every weekday. We have the great pleasure of checking in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. He joins us on this Friday morning. All right, big weekend for high school football.
Oh, my. It's almost here. Seems like we've been waiting for this for a long time. You know, this epic Saturday we've been talking about that arrives tomorrow when Central Illinois teams compete for the right to play in the Class 1A, 2A, and 3A state championship games next Friday at Memorial Stadium. Argentina Orienta hosting Camp Point Central in the Class 1A state semifinal game. St. Teresa hosting Moreau Forsyth in a monumental Macon County collision in the Class 2A semifinal. And then Monticello hosting Carlinville in the 3A semifinal. You know, we got a fair amount of snow yesterday. And St. Teresa sent out a Facebook plea for volunteers yesterday. Bring your leaf blower and help us clear the field and the bleachers for the big game. And that's a good idea, good thinking. Extra bleachers have been brought in, additional concession stand, extra porta potties as they brace for an overflow crowd. I have kind of watched the weather forecast, which it looks, you know, pretty good. In the end, it's going to do whatever it's going to do. I get that. But I really hope any talk of showers stays away. Nobody wants the weather or the footing to be the story tomorrow. They want players and plays to be the story tomorrow. And I think it would just be fantastic for Central Illinois to own Memorial Stadium next Friday. I really think the quality of our high school football around here is very high. That's been proven through the years. And you know, and particularly in 1A and 2A, it would be appropriate to bring home a couple of state championship trophies to Macon County. And to the fans attending the game tomorrow, just one kind of reminder, take the time to look around beyond the football field. Look around and soak in that atmosphere, the pageantry, the crowd, the faces, the magnitude of it. Tomorrow, people are going to make memories that will literally last a lifetime. I mean, you'll be old and sitting around with grandkids on your knees, and you'll tell them about what happened tomorrow. We may never have another circus like the one that comes to St. Teresa tomorrow. We got a call from a guy last night on Sport Talk, Argentina Orienta graduate, class of 1976, played for Coach Larry Engel, has followed this team, has been to games, but cannot go to the Argentina Orienta game tomorrow because he is a Decatur firefighter. And he hopes to listen to the game, but may or may not, depending on whether or not the alarm rings at the fire station. And is just, you know, he would love to be there tomorrow. So, you know, if you're lucky enough to go, enjoy every minute of it. I really hope all these teams just play their best tomorrow. They've worked so hard for this. And man, everything sets up for just a spectacular day tomorrow. I think it'll be great.
All right. Big Ten basketball on the other side of the break with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports is brought to you by Smith Tire.
When you talk about tires, you're talking about numbers, tire size, speed rating, load index, air pressure. But there's really only one number you need to know for tires. That's 877-5051, the phone number for Smith Tire Company. Just tell us what kind of vehicle you drive, and we'll go over the numbers with you. When you have as much experience as we have at Smith Tire Company, we know what all the numbers mean. So see Smith Tire Company today at 2119 East Pershing Road, or call us at 877-5051. That's the only number you'll need to know for tires.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, Big Ten basketball.
Well, the very, very early returns on Big Ten basketball indicate that while the league may not have a superpower to go toe-to-toe with the likes of Duke, at least not right now in mid-November, there's a lot of talent and depth in the league. Just looking at some of the results this week, many of them from the same Gavitt Games matchup with the Big East that Illinois and Georgetown got involved with this week. Indiana whipped Marquette the other night by 23 points. Marquette was ranked 24th in the country. Romeo Langford, a really good-looking freshman for Indiana. You might remember that Villanova won the national championship last year, beat Michigan. Rematch this week, and even though both teams look very different now, Michigan just killed Villanova, 73-46. I saw a little bit of Iowa's impressive victory over 13th-ranked Oregon last night at Madison Square Garden. Nebraska pounded Seton Hall this week. They're 3-0, really good. Purdue 3-0. Wisconsin took care of Xavier the other night. There are not many all-around better players in the country than Ethan Happ of the Badgers, 30 points, 13 rebounds against Xavier. And, you know, the Illini jet off to Hawaii today. They will be playing Gonzaga in the Maui Invitational late Monday night. That's a 10:30 start time for Decatur viewers, ESPN2. I saw Gonzaga last night beat Texas A&M by 23. That is a really good team. And Duke, which will be the favorite in Maui, just continues to make highlight reel plays with their phenomenal freshman, Zion Williamson. Is a phenom. I believe he's got like 1.7 million Instagram followers with just people who just tune in to look at his dunks. His dunks are already legendary. So it's very, very early in the season. We'll get a better read on things probably as we get near the first of the year. But the Big Ten looks very, very good right now, very strong and very deep.
All right, Mark, enjoy your weekend, and we will be checking in with you first thing Monday morning. Sorry there, with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, the Brinkhouser Home Highlight, we're going to take a trip out to Moroa on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in there.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season. And you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m. Plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free NowDecatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and preview views of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Beans. Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081. Or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there.
Did you know the greatest opportunity for economic growth comes from existing businesses? Hi, I'm Tim Stone, and Decatur Memorial Hospital is an investor in the Economic Development Corporation. The EDC can help your company grow through small business development services, customized market research, and data analysis. Your business expansion could be eligible for tailored incentives. Learn more at DecaturEDC.com or call 217-422-9520. We are the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County. And we are limitless.
How about adding some fun to that holiday to-do list? Hop on a fast flight to St. Louis to see a show, catch some live music, cheer on the Blues, or just get in some preseason shopping. Cape Air offers daily flights from Decatur starting at just $29 each way. Plus, parking in Decatur is free, so you can make easy travel connections and leave your car behind. What are you waiting for? Christmas? Book today at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR.
Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Just ahead of the great big weekend, it all starts tomorrow morning, 11:30, with our Road to the State Championship tailgate party presented by Hickory Point Invested, Hickory Point Bank Invested. We're going to be live from the kennel there, St. Teresa and Moroa. Plus, we're carrying the Argentina game on ESPN 1050. You can toggle back and forth on the Nowdecatur app if you'd like. And speaking of the Nowdecatur app, our sponsor, Brinkotter.com. Tom Brinkotter joins us. Time now for the Brinkotter Home Highlight. We're heading to Moroa.
Yes, Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
Not bad. This is just a good, solid ranch home up in Moroa. It's at 439 West Washington Street. It's literally across the street from the high school.
Yeah, this is such a great small-town America sort of feel. This is a single-owner house, is that right?
Yeah, built in 1956. It's a one-owner home, three bedrooms, two baths, 1,278 square feet. The seller is actually offering a 13-month home warranty with this. So if you buy this, you get a warranty for 13 months.
That's pretty cool. Fairly new roof. And if you look at it, it's a great like downsize or startup family home. You got, obviously, Moroa Forsyth Schools. Let me ask you this, Tom. Brinkotter.com, you can go get the listing for all the open houses on Sunday. You can literally videos, drone shots. I mean, you guys have it all. But let me ask you about interest rates. You know, rumors are they're going up. And I don't think most people realize this house is $109,900. For a young family who's renting, right now with interest rates the way they are, it is so much cheaper for a young family or a young person to buy a house than it is to rent. But I don't think most people know that.
Brian, there's all kinds of programs out there. There's FHA, there's grant programs. There are income levels on that. I would suggest you consult with a lender on all the different programs. But it is, in many, many cases, if not almost all cases, with the interest rates the way they are, it is cheaper to buy than rent. And you can get into a home with very little down. The thing with interest rates right now is they've crept up a little bit. You know, the economy is getting stronger. The Fed has increased the base rate. So I did a little research this week and took a $100,000 mortgage on a conventional fixed rate loan. That rate quote this week is 5.125%, which is still a great rate. But if that rate, say by the end of next year, would increase 1%, and go to 6.125, over the life of a 30-year loan, that would cost you an additional $22,700.
That's a significant amount of money, and people, I don't think, do the math on that, and that's an excellent point to make. And I agree with you. I think they are going to go up because the economy is doing better, and overall that's good for the nation. But why wait? Buy now and save yourself that $22,000 in extra payments. It's a pretty amazing thing. Tell me about open houses. This is going to be open from 1 to 3 on Sunday. What else is open?
Yeah, this one's open by Brenda Height. We have 13 opens this week. We got a full-page ad this week as well. All you have to do is go to brinkotter.com, as always, hit the Open Sunday button. You can preview each one of them. There's interactive floor plans. If you click on the interactive floor plan link, you can get a full two-scale floor plan with room dimensions, print off a flyer, print off the floor plan. And this particular house, you can see drone photos on it.
Absolutely. Great stuff. And you have, I mean, literally starting at $39,000 on West Division Street, all the way up to $249,000 in Rolling Creek Drive, Decatur, and everything in between this Sunday as far as the open houses are concerned. And as always, Brinkotter.com, whether you're on your iPad or your phone, the mobile site's excellent. I love just the way you get the feel of the house. Now, who takes most of the pictures? Do you do all that, or are the agents doing that?
Brian, we have a full staff that does the floor plans and photos, and the photos are actually taken by my wife, Patty.
Oh, good. Well, tell her she's a great photographer. She always makes the homes feel so excellent and so cozy. She does a great job.
It was one of the best moves we did was putting her in charge of photographs. She takes her time, and she does an excellent job.
Well, she really does, and we appreciate it. Tom, listen, have a great weekend, and are you going to enjoy any of the high school football this weekend?
Oh, I will be there, Brian.
All right, we'll see you out there. Tom Brinkotter and Brinkotter.com, our home highlight this week in Moroa. Speaking of Moroa Forsyth, doing an excellent job.
getting to the semifinal and maybe a third run at a state championship in 3 years. Standing in their ways, the St. Teresa Bulldogs. That is going to be, I'm a little nervous.
I am too.
Like not nervous, like I have a kid playing or something, just a little anxiety.
I haven't talked to a single person that isn't going to be there.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder like, wow, this is going to be bananas.
It is.
This is going to be bananas.
Well, and I think Mark Topper was accurate in saying soak it in because you're going to be telling this story for a very long time. Pay attention to the details.
And I have the best seat in the house, so.
You do.
I do.
Well, and so will everyone else when part five of The Unbeaten goes up. Part four is up now. Once again, presented by Hickory Point Bank Invested, the road to the state championship. We know we're heading to Champaign next Friday.
Yes.
What we don't know is it will be for two games or just one game. And if it is just one game, will it be St. Teresa or Maroa Forsyth vying for a state championship? And will Argenta Orienta be there as well?
I would love two games.
Wouldn't you?
For Argenta, I just think that would be awesome.
All right, on the other side of the break, I want to get into this e-cig thing. You're our resident vapor, so I'm going to have to...
Is there a difference between vaping and e-cig? I know there is.
Well, they're trying to do... I mean, I think technically under the law, e-cigarettes are all the same thing. Isn't it the same thing as vaping?
I think so, yes.
They're trying to get rid of flavors.
Right.
And then now they're going after menthol cigarettes, too, which I thought was interesting. I mean, I don't know much about this. Do you?
Not a whole lot, to tell you the truth.
The FDA is trying to restrict flavored e-cigarettes. There's been an astonishing, that's the word used by the FDA, surge in teen vaping.
Mm.
And at the same time, they're going after menthol.
Okay.
Don't mess with my cools. I've never understood menthol. But this always seems to be getting around the edges of something. The government never actually tackles anything. They tackle around the edges.
And they can't do it fast enough to keep up anyway. So I don't know why they bother.
Well, I don't have a dog in this fight. And I'm not going to be judgmental of the vapors. They do annoy me. I mean, I'll tell you that up front.
You're a little judgy.
I'm just saying it personally is the most annoying looking thing in the world. And like a Decatur celebration or some large gathering like that. I hate walking through your vapor cloud. And you don't look cool blowing that plume of thing out, you know, for like 8 minutes out of your nose. But I'm not the one going after you. The government is. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today. Highs around 38 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at some patchy freezing fog. Otherwise, cloudy and lows around 30 degrees. For your Saturday, we do have a 30% chance we could see some showers afternoon. Just a 30% chance. Maybe mixing with some snow after 5 p.m. Otherwise, cloudy and highs near 40. Sunday, starting off with a 30% chance we see some snow showers before noon. Then the sun comes out, highs around 36 degrees. It is 34 degrees in downtown Decatur.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
ADM Trucking is now hiring safe and professional drivers that are home daily.
I'm Bill Robinson. I work for ADM Trucking. I like the camaraderie. People are great to work for. Friendly environment. The benefits are real great. And pay's pretty good, too. Oh, it's great being home every night, being on the local board. It's well worth it. ADM's a good fit for me.
Apply by calling 424-5686 or visit adm.com/careers. ADM is an equal opportunity employer for minorities, females, protected veterans, and individuals with a disability.
Do you have shoulder, neck, back, or knee pain? 15 years ago, I discovered that intense vibration and cold could block pain from needles. I'm Dr. Amy Baxter, and now I've invented VibraCool, a reusable, portable pain reliever. All of our models cost less than $100. We're the industry leaders in localized pain relief. Try VibraCool with Cool Pulse technology by going to VibraCool.com and enter the code RADIO and get 10% off. Just enter the code RADIO at checkout.
The St. Teresa Bulldogs are set up for the showdown of showdowns against the Moroa Forsyth Trojans, with the winner going to the state championship. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Cerfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me this Saturday from Bame Davis and Munfield for this epic battle of the unbeatens. The special Road to the State Championship tailgate show brought to you by Hickory Point Bank begins at 11:30. And then Dominic Smith kicks off the Dale Southlake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show at 12:30 with kickoff at 1 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here. Commissioner of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, Scott Gottlieb, described an astonishing surge in teen e-cigarette use that is reversing years of progress in fighting youth tobacco addiction. And he cited data from the Centers of Disease Control showing that 3.6 million middle and high school students currently use e-cigarettes. And by the way, e-cigarettes are what is commonly referred to as just put vaping, anything in there. E-cigarettes originally were like something that looked like a cigarette but had a, like a battery, right?
And to a degree, they still do, but it's what you see inside the, you know, convenience stores, et cetera.
Oh, the stuff Stephen Dorff pushes.
Right.
Yeah.
Juul and stuff like that.
So basically what they're doing is they are banning any sort of flavored e-cigarettes to be sold by retailers that altogether either prohibit people under the age of 18. So, like, you either have to have a store that won't let kids in, or you have to have a section in the store that is for adults only to be able to sell these. So, like, the gas stations and convenience store won't be able to sell this stuff.
Right.
Now, I don't know what this does as far as prohibiting or curbing usage. It seems more window dressing than it does actually. And why only the flavored stuff? I mean, it seems to suggest, and maybe this is what happens, I don't know, is that if I just do strawberry-flavored vaping, kids want to try it rather than just regular vaping.
That's pretty much the take, yes.
Is that true?
That's what I'm determining that the FDA is saying, that the fruity flavors, et cetera, are what attract the kids to want to vape as well. Which is,
is there any scientific data to back that up?
I don't know. All I know is kids have wanted to smoke since time immemorial.
Well, that's not true. They put a big dent in that over the last 20 years, 30 years.
True.
The agency will allow mint and menthol-flavored e-cigarettes to continue to be sold at all retailers until it removes menthol cigarettes from the market. So now they're going after menthol in cigarettes as well.
Which I found to be very surprising.
Why?
Just because they could have done this years ago if they wanted to get rid of menthol. Why are they just now, you know, because of vaping? Is that the reason?
They're looking at banning menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. This seems to be kind of like, I mean, either get rid of smoking or don't. This seems to be like arguing about how many bullets are in a clip.
Yeah.
Which is what the government's really good at doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the vaping thing, I got to tell you, I'm not going to lose any sleep if they ban the fruity flavored. I hate the way that stuff. I would go for a personal ban on beer, coffee, vaping, anything that has berry influences. Because I like beer-flavored beer and coffee-flavored coffee and cigarette-flavored cigarettes. I'm pretty much universal across the board with that, by the way.
All right.
But this doesn't seem like this is going to stop anybody from... It's going to stop convenience stores from maybe selling it, but I don't know.
It'll impact the convenience stores, but the vape shops.
But what is the profit margin for a convenience store on selling this stuff to begin with?
Don't know.
I mean, that's not where they're making their money.
No.
Right?
I would think.
It's for the $6 gallon of milk that you have to get like on the way home.
And the 12-pack.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You go into a convenience store, the crazy thing about this is, and I guess I'm falling down on the side of the vapors here, which, you know, Scarlett O'Hara aside, I feel like you can walk into a convenience store and find 99,000 things that are bad for you, starting with the lottery ticket.
That was my go-to.
But government's got its weird sort of, well, but no, the fruity-flavored lottery ticket, not so much.
Convenience store sushi.
I'm just talking about stuff that's just not, you know,
it's full of stuff that's bad for you.
Yes. And so then the government just sort of picks and chooses what they're going to, like, put the window dressing on. And in this case, it's berry-flavored vaping.
We'll take a break from the news. Education Spotlight straight ahead. We got a lot to get to here, folks. Only 1 hour left. Stay tuned.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59, I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom. A business that has been around for a half century celebrated a special grand opening last night in downtown Decatur. Office supplier Striglo showed off its new Business Solutions Center on the first floor of its existing offices at 150 East William Street during a ribbon cut.